This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am he, and he is I, Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He is the most eligible man at Sports Radio 99 The Game. He has the worst dating app profile, probably in the United States. Mr. Abraham, we call him Abe, Gordon. She is the queen of tofu, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, which kicks back off tonight for the second half of the season. The leader and founder of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack, and we have Dom C behind the glass pushing the ones and twos. He's in place of the most vanilla man in Atlanta radio, Dylan Matthews, who's somewhere. I don't know where.
He's at a wedding.
Yeah, I knew it, but I was just, you know, covering for him.
Why is that covering? But that's wonderful occasion that he's out for. Why would he need covering?
I don't know. Not all weddings are wonderful. I mean, ask the Coldplay guy. He probably wishes he wasn't married right now. Anyways,
okay.
This is the Morning Shift. We are back in studio, finally. It's very rare that I go five shows without being in studio on this shift.
Yeah.
But that's what we did, Allie. You as well.
Yep.
We were down at Murph's on Saturday from the All-Star Village, kind of area Galleria. And then we had 4 days of SEC Media Days. I am happy that I didn't stand outside of a door for 20 minutes. It was supposed to have been open today. But I'm a little bit sad because I kind of enjoy being down there. I am a hater of SEC Media Days. I hate the event because my professional career has been spent doing what Garrett did, wrangling guests, getting told no, getting blown off by SIDs, and being, as Abe puts it, professionally annoying, I think is the verbiage that he used, because that's the job. But this year, I really enjoyed it because I didn't have to do all that. I just got to sit back and tell Garrett, hey, I want to talk to him. Why are we not getting that person? Why is Billy Napier not coming over here? Like, that kind of stuff. And I had a blast this year.
You were absolutely distracted by everyone that was walking around.
Yeah.
It was kind of like seeing a kid in a candy store. Like, there's so-and-so, there's so-and-so. We'd be in the middle of a break, and Bo's looking to the right, not paying attention, because there are so many people walking around. It truly is bizarre to be back in the studio today, and I know you're just making fun of me off the air, but I forgot what floor we're on this morning.
True story, Abe.
When Bo and I got in the elevator, I was like, wait, it's 9, right?
So I had Allie's ring thing, which I almost forgot.
The ring light.
Yeah. And so when I was getting out of my truck and I saw Allie pull up with the fogged up windows, you're not doing it right. You had the windows all the way down with the air on, by the way.
Dang.
And she's like this, like trying to see over the fog. Yep. I don't know. I started laughing. But anyway, so I put the pouch of the ring thing in her car. And I was like, well, you know, so I'm waiting. So we walked to the elevator together, and she jumps in front of me, swipes her card, and then just looks blankly at the buttons, and then looked at me and goes, it's 9, right? Yeah, that's the floor we work on.
You know what vibes it's giving off? You remember, like, for winter break, you would leave school, and then the first morning back, you're like, I don't, locker code, gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No idea.
Yes, yeah. Like, exactly.
It's been 2 weeks. You've been putting this code in multiple times a day for 5 straight months.
Yeah, that's
2 weeks,
really good,
and it's just gone.
That's a very good analogy. I actually love that, because you're, and the funny thing is like, you start turning it.
The no idea. Doesn't
and
come.
You just keep turning. You're like, where do I stop?
Right.
36. That's funny.
That's such a core memory right there.
It happened to everyone. I don't feel bad. It happened to me.
No,
it happens to everyone.
It absolutely happens to everyone.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you guys ever have like your lunch codes that you forgot? Because I know we had a specific code we had to put in when we got our lunch. And if you forgot that, you couldn't get lunch.
You couldn't eat.
To this day, yeah. I would say to this day, I still remember my lunch code number. My lunch code number was 8118556.
Oh, wow.
That's a long code.
Yeah. Do they reassign it?
No, it was the same one every year.
Okay.
Same lunch code every year.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, you know, we have a number at our club.
And,
that they put, because you just pay at the end
that's
of the month.
That's just your tab, yeah.
And it's because Dom made me think about it when he brought up the lunch code.
Yeah.
Well, you get familiar with people, and they know who you are. So you never have to say it. Well, we've had a turnover where we've got a bunch of new waiters and waitresses. They asked me the other night, and I was like, good question. I don't know. And then I remembered it, and I'm not going to say it, because then people be using it that do listen to my... Because I got a buddy that plays at MGA, and he listens, and he's a Mets fan. And he listens to the 6 to 7 AMR. And he was like, I'm glad SEC Media Days are over. And I was like, oh, you're not, yeah, because you're not an SEC fan either, are you?
The amount of people who spew their code for country clubs out loud with other people near, and it never gets Underhill tabbed. It never gets abused.
Oh, it's
shocking to me.
That's no, it has.
I'm sure it does, but like
you don't.
People are so open about. Like I don't go to country clubs that much, but when I'm with my brother and we go to his, and people are just yelling out their codes out loud all the time. Like you guys trust everyone here, huh? Just
there's blindly? An honor code. We've done it to each other, like our good buddies, but it's like very rare. And if we want to do it, we'll just be like, hey, put it on so-and-so's tab and it'll be like, just do it. And then, you know, and they know that we're not like, they know that we have permission. Like it's pretty well. I want to ask you guys real quick. I know we're going to get this message because, but my Carter, my MGA partner was out.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, my buddy Christian, who is he's a member of the MGA, but he doesn't play regularly, right?
Okay.
And so he jumped in. He's a very good player. Very good. Like, he's a 4 handicap.
You brought it in a ringer.
Yeah, but he didn't ring last night at all. But he's a really good dude. And now I play with the same foursome pretty much, mostly.
Okay.
And so I was playing with my other two buddies. So my one buddy, my buddy Christian hits, and my one buddy goes... He's a wise guy, right? He's always cracking. He's like, you swing like a country club kid. It's a country club kid swing. Because Christian's younger than us. He's like in his late 20s, I guess, maybe early 30s. And I straight looked at him and I'm like, hey, man, you know, you have like a 16-year-old son who plays golf. You ever think that he's a country club kid and you shouldn't be cracking on him? And he just looked at me, like, stopped him in his tracks, like, had nothing to say. But I was like, you can't say that. Like, you're raising your kids as country club kids.
Right.
And we're not a country club. We're just a golf club, all right? Mm-hmm. I think of a country club is you got, like, lockers and you got a locker room and everything. And you pull up and you have valet. Like, we ain't got that.
I don't know. You've got a code and you can't use cash at that place. It sounds like a country club to me.
I mean, I could use my credit card if
bougie.
I wanted.
Bougie.
No, I'm not bougie. I'm anything but bougie.
Can I show up and play?
With me, yeah.
See?
Without you.
Yeah, it's a private club.
Yeah, that's
there
a club.
You go.
Yeah.
See, it's
yeah.
a club.
I could get permission for you to do it probably, but I don't like doing that because I don't like I don't like other people doing it. And they do. And they never know how things go. Like, it irritates me, so I don't know.
I wasn't asking. I was just, that's definitely
I know
a country
you
club. It's definitely a country club.
It's not
just
a
way to
club.
Point it out. Well, we have a lot of interviews to get to today, including Mick the Caddy is going to join us. To give us all the updates on the Open Championship going on. That's going to be at 8 a.m.
The British Open, yes.
The British Open. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, is going to be joining us at 8:20.
Yep.
Yankees are in town. And there was news of a trade last night. I didn't have a chance to ask him about it, so I'm curious to see what he thinks this is going to do for the Braves.
Good old Dane Dunning.
Yes. And 8:40, we're going to talk to Brad Guzan of Atlanta United. We only have a minute or so left, though, Bo. So I want to talk to you about Greg Sankey, because you stayed back with Sandra yesterday on the steakhouse. Abe and I were listening on the way home. But how was that interview yesterday?
It was good. I realized that we were looking. Sankey's looking at me and I'm looking at him and I'm like, we do not live in the same world.
Right.
Because, you know, this guy wears a suit. He's very...
Goes to a country club.
He actually has a real country club. I mean, he was talking about going to the All-Star game and, you know, hanging out with Rob Manfred. And he was like, yeah, me and Rob Manfred were talking about baseball stuff. And I'm like, Coach, it's a commissioner party, right? And I was like, yeah, I didn't go to the All-Star game. But had I probably would have been eating a hot dog in, like, the outfield.
By the way, it sounded like it was his second straight All-Star game.
Yeah. And so I don't know where the All-Star game is next year, but I have a feeling it's not in SEC territory. So maybe won't be in the same city this year, but next year. But he had some interesting things. I asked him about the strength of schedule metric that the College Football Playoff is using. And he basically said the gist of what I got out of it, Allie, was that you can get similar credit for playing a very bad team as you do getting a team that, like, if you're a very good team playing a very bad team, you can get similar credit for that win as a team that 65th gets for playing 66th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right. But he also, I felt like he agreed with me when I asked it, because I said, I ask the questions the way I do, which is I ask it three times and kind of tell you that it doesn't make sense to me. And I did that, and he was like, yeah, it's not very transparent, and we need more transparency with that data metric. And it was a question that Abe and I had actually talked. I think it was Abe and I had talked about asking, and he kind of led me into it. So I thought it was good. It's interesting. He's never going to tell you speaking of transparency, he's never going to tell you, I think, everything.
Yeah.
But if I always tell you guys this, if you listen closely to what they're saying and follow and can kind of understand with all their political wordage,
mm-hmm.
They'll tell you something. And I felt like I got out of that he doesn't enjoy the transparency that the College Football Playoff Committee has at times.
Well, and that's just one piece of yesterday from SEC Media Days. We're going to talk about much more that was going on yesterday at the College Football Hall of Fame. That will be coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. Bo is here. Abe is in for Mike. I'm Allie Mack, and Dom is keeping us on the rails today, or trying to. We are going to talk about SEC Media Days in a second. We've been out there all week talking to people, but the nation has just been absolutely captivated by the affair that was found out at the Coldplay concert. How many times have you guys watched this video at this point?
Quite a few times, just because Sandra showed it to me yesterday when I was in the steakhouse.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And
right.
And so it's kind of funny because they're both getting a little bit of like hate, obviously.
Yeah.
I feel like the lady's getting unfairly judged. Like, not, let me rephrase that. Judged, I don't mean like character, like she's kind of getting like hate for her looks, and like I've seen quotes like, that's what disguised a CEO, and I'm like, well, you know, not every CEO decides to cheat with, like, you
a
know,
20-year-old.
Yeah, like Bill Belichick's
right.
girl, right? Like,
right.
you know, and obviously Belichick didn't cheat, he was single, but you know my point, like, not everybody goes and gets a 24-year-old with a perfect body or whatever that is, you know, in some swimsuit calendar or something. Like, this guy decided he was going to hit up the HR lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is an odd place to go cheat. I mean, normally you're at a company, you stay, if you're on the prowl for a female or a cheating partner, either way, you stay away from HR.
Man, I see Dom just like shaking his head like, yes, yes, yes.
To be fair, though, you're assuming he pursued her.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. He was open to the idea, or he wouldn't be caught in her arms and vice versa.
He was open to something.
Also, I thought it was, I want Dom to chime in because I know Dom's got some of the HR thing.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Like, it's I think that's a big reason why she's probably getting some of the flack, is because, like, you're HR. You're kind of like the person that's supposed to be like, hey, this doesn't happen or this can't happen.
Right.
So for like, it's crazy. Like, if you're someone who like you had a meeting with HR about your conduct and then tomorrow you see this.
How many emails do you think she woke up to or received at some point yesterday from employees? Like, what's the company stance on dating within?
Oh, my gosh. There are so many people probably thinking they're being so funny sending those emails to her. But
we're going to need you to disclose your office relationships.
Yeah, have you disclosed
exactly.
this with your boss?
Yeah.
And she's
exactly.
like, well, as it turns out, I've disclosed a lot with my boss.
Man, my hot take with this situation, though, is had they not reacted when they went on the Kiss Cam, the company would have found out. The rest of us would have had no idea. They just reacted too much.
They're just two random people. No one knows who they are.
Yeah.
If nothing looks out of the ordinary.
Right.
But from that reaction, people start digging in. Yeah.
Well, somebody there clearly would have known them. Yes. But the world.
Right.
The entire internet world would
right.
not have known. I also thought the way they were embracing, so to speak. I mean, he's got two handfuls. Like, the way he's holding her, he's not holding her waist. He's holding her. I mean, he's got two handfuls.
It looked like she moved his. Yeah,
and she's holding his hands on top of her, and like, she's like, I mean, she's helping the case. She's helping him out there. It's very much like, Yeah, we're young love.
Well, and the wife of that CEO apparently has removed her last name on Facebook. That divorce is imminent.
She's also going to remove half of his bank account.
100%. You know, I called this, though, years ago. I think it was 2017 when SunTrust Park opened, now Truist Park. And I was there that first game. And they said, before the game was starting, and maybe this just shows how cynical I am, they said, we're going to take a group photo of everyone here on opening day. And I was like, who's about to get caught? That is exactly what I thought when that picture was taken. Now, nothing came of it. But here we are in 2025, and something like that has happened.
I mean, like, I said this yesterday on the Steakhouse. In 2025, you don't cheat in public. Like,
no.
You just don't.
So that was my first thought, is, like, if you're going to cheat, what happened to, like, going to a motel on the outskirts of town? Like, you don't do this stuff in public.
Yeah, they were either wanting to get caught, or the arrogance, or just, you know, sometimes you get cocky and arrogant, right? And it clearly was both of them. We were talking, Amy and I were talking about something the other day, and something came up about knowing your partner's location because of technology, right?
Yeah.
And like having it on the phone and pinned. And Amy was like, oh, we don't have that. But she's like, I mean, I know where Bo is at all times. And I was like, yeah, because it's pretty easy. I'm at work, my truck going to either at the gym or getting pork chop or the golf course. Pretty much, like, those are the only places I go without Amy.
But if
not on the
this
road.
This guy's wife might have even known that he was at the concert. Knowing where he is different from knowing what he's doing.
Yeah, he's not, like, it's the corporate suite. I got to be there. I got to make an appearance.
Well, yes, that's fine. But, I mean, if it's 7 o'clock at night and you're like, hey, I'm working late, and then your spouse checks your location, thingy on your phone, and it's like, well, who are you at Maggiano's with or Bones with? And you're like, oh, that was me working late, right?
But to your point, though.
I guess him working late could have been the HR woman's office.
If you only have 3 locations you're going to, how often is Amy truly going to check where you are? She's not going to.
Well, we don't even have it, and she doesn't, because, I mean, that's the thing,
okay,
though.
Pretend you do, though. She knows there's only 3 locations you're going to be. Every night she's not going to sit there and check it like it's Facebook. Like, she knows where you are.
Yeah.
So we cannot put this on the wife.
I'm not putting it on her.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I think a lot of people do that location thing, and we were just talking about it. That's my point, though, is in 2025, if you're doing this, the chances of you getting caught is so much more because of technology. Technology makes this kind of stuff hard. You have to really, like, I mean, you have to kind of be very sneaky about it. Not the company suite at a Coldplay concert.
Listen, man, back in the day, you could cheat and then move, like, to another, like, town. And you were good and have a whole another life.
Yeah, you could have two families,
and nobody would know.
That still happens, the two family thing, and I am shocked. Every time I read a story, I'm like, really? You couldn't somehow decipher, like, with technology, like, to Bo's point, with technology nowadays, with tracking and all the just this guy's got a whole other family. And it's not like this is you know, at the concert, this is probably something that's relatively new. It's been going on a little while. There are people who have whole other families like 9 years deep.
Yeah.
Well, nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know who in the hell has enough time for 9 families.
I'm like a separate family for 9 years.
That's what I'm saying, like 9 years. I'm saying like, I don't know. It's a separate family at all. Remember Bartolo Colon had a separate family? Rush Props, the old Hoover high school coach. Mm-hmm. That was one. I think that's what got him at Hoover, was like he had a second family in Georgia, but he had multiple kids in each. And I'm like, dude, I'm exhausted keeping up with one kid and trying to live my normal life, and I don't want time for anything else. How you got two whole families?
That's crazy. Well, the phrase I've seen, like, on TikTok, it's helped me kind of put things in perspective, is like, if you're listening to this situation and it sounds crazy to you, if you don't understand it, it's because you wouldn't do it. So if you're looking at this situation today, that's why it's absolutely insane in your mind. We got to sneak in a little bit of sports.
Hold on, I got to defend the rando chick that was in there who was clearly knew what was going on, Because Matt Long on Twitter was like, hey, no one's talking about the chick whose face was beat red laughing because she knows her friend just got busted.
Yeah.
She should be getting flack because she was supporting
it. Oh, she is.
Well, hold on a second. We don't know who she is or
It all came out.
Everything's out. This all came out.
Oh, they were friends?
She works with the company.
This all came out.
That lady had supported it. She had actually gotten like a promotion 2 weeks prior to this.
Oh, okay. So she's a little hush money promotion. All right, never mind. You know what, Matt? Matt Long on Twitter, I apologize. You're right. She should be getting it. Yeah. I did not know that part. I apologize. Yeah, she's definitely got a promotion.
It all came out.
She got a hush money promotion. That's a good call.
Exactly. Hush money promotion. Yeah. Oh, it's dirty. Okay, I can't wait to see how more of this falls out. But let's go ahead and talk about SEC Media Days real quick. We were there all week. Yesterday, Eli Drinkwitz was making the rounds, and he was talking about the three quarterbacks competing for the job.
We got three quarterbacks, all a little bit different, all with some very good strengths. Obviously, Sam Horn's a guy who's been in our system for a long time, dual threat player, obviously plays baseball at a high level, is coming back from Tommy John surgery. I thought he had an outstanding bowl prep as he was rehabbing that and really a really good spring, and has really excelled in his maturation. One thing most people don't know about Sam, he's a type 1 diabetic. And so he's been able to, since he's been in college, been able to learn to adapt and train and develop and adjust. And he's really done a lot of good things, understands the system. Bo came in with the right mindset, nothing given, everything earned, works extremely hard developing his craft. He's a guy who spends a lot of extra time up there, has a chip on his shoulder, the right kind of chip, does a really good job leadership-wise. He was a guy that I got to work with a couple of days at Harmon. And I'm just impressed with his ability to connect with our team. You know, Matt Zollers, he throws it as well as any quarterback I've ever seen. He's coming back from an ankle surgery. You can tell he's adjusting to the speed of college football, but very excited about that room and know whoever ends up emerging as the quarterback is going to be in a really good position because he doesn't have to do it all by himself. He's going to have a really good defense. He's got a great supporting cast around him.
Appreciate the kind words about me from Coach Drinkwitz.
I knew that was going to happen.
Bo Pribula, I believe is how you pronounce it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
He's obviously the if you don't know, I won't say obviously, but he's the guy that transferred from Penn State in the middle of the playoffs. Talented kid. It's a lot of people, you know, kind of shoehorn him in for that job.
I did.
Which I don't disagree at all. Yeah. Like, I'm not, I thought it was interesting how he started, though, with Sam Horn. Drinkwitz, I think, because of the time he's put in. But it's between Horn and Pribula, right? I mean, I don't think Tommy Locke's got a chance at it. But I would be shocked if Pribula doesn't come out of camp the starter. And Missouri's a team that, dude, they've been pretty good.
Yeah, this would be a really tough run for Pribula if he's not named the starter here. I mean, this is a guy that was slated certainly to take over for Drew Aller next year. Aller's still there, is going to go to the NFL draft by most expectations. For him to transfer to Missouri, a team that's, in my opinion, not as good as Penn State, and not be able to be the quarterback there, that's not a great situation for him. So I think he transferred with all expectations of this being his job, and at least to this point, it's not.
Well, we're going to continue to unpack everything that was happening at SEC Media Days this week. Coming up, we'll also get a check on the British Open. We've also got my Allie Mac drop. We're going to see who here has more swag than some professional athletes. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. Bo's here. I'm Allie Mack. I'm here. Abe is here, and so is Dom. Now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of major championship golf coverage in Atlanta. The Open Championship is currently underway at Royal Port Rush. Bo, who are the leaders right now?
That's a good question. I think we need to look at that, Allie. Harmon is at 5-under right now.
You can give him a warning that this is coming, and it's not going to change anything.
Hey, my guy Ricky Fowler has had a rough day. He's 2-over for the day, but he's even for the tournament. He was 2-under yesterday. He shot a 69, which was pretty good. Bezuidenhout, who we've interviewed multiple times on this show, me and Mike Johnson at Arthur Blank's golf tournament, he's 4-under. He's even through 10 today. So, and Tyrell Hatton's up there at 4-under. Harris English had a great day. He's 2-under through 10 as well. So Rory is 2-under as well. I need Rory to pick up the pace because I've got him in one of my pools, and I need to make some way. This is a big, big pool, and I've got Hatton, Scheffler, who's 3-under for the tournament. I need some of these guys to pick it up. So, anybody else we would know? Justin Rose is 2-under. Tony Finau is 2-under. Lee Westwood 2-under. So we'll continue to monitor it as there are still some groups that need to tee off, including Scheffler at 10 o'clock. But we'll have Mick, the caddy who does the Tales from the Tips podcast with Dave Ashburn on Odyssey. He'll join us at 8 o'clock to talk more about the British Open.
Yes, and this update is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Umberto Injury Law when it's game time and winning is the only option, and by the Georgia Hemp Company. Come by and check out our new locations. Now, I know, Abe, you're excited about this next story. The Hawks remain undefeated in summer league play. They beat the Grizzlies 92-88.
Yeah, is this like where we talk about Falcons preseason and building a winning culture, something like that? I'd rather win than lose. I don't know what to tell you, but Asa Newell was filling up the stat sheet a little bit yesterday. We've seen Kobe Bufkin at times. And seeing some flashes of Nikola Jurišić, last year's second-round pick, who got re-upped with a new contract as well. So things are looking good for the Hawks right now.
Good, good. Well, moving on to Damian Lillard. He is heading back to Portland on a 3-year, $42 million deal.
Yeah, and obviously he's out all year. He's not going to play at all in 25-26 with that Achilles injury that he had in the playoffs. Then the Bucks just decided they're going to pay him and just eat all of that. And so it's, I'm glad he gets to go home, but are you kind of surprised that he goes back there? I mean, cause I felt it ended weirdly, but maybe I was off on that.
I think it showed you how much Portland meant to Dame. Like I think he kind of ran off to try and get a championship, try and get a title. I'm not sure he overly enjoyed the pursuit of that and in a variety of aspects that came with it. I think he just wants to go back to a place, a city that he loves, a team that he loves, a fan base that he loves. I think it's actually really cool. Like it, I think it's a pretty cool story that he's like, all right, I think I probably made a career mistake here leaving. I want to go back. Like, let's do this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for him. I actually am happy for the fans, too, because obviously, you know, they never stopped loving Dame, and now he gets to go back and kind of end his career where it started.
Would it be like when if Freddie Freeman came back to us? Would we feel the same way?
You know what? Great. If Freddie wants to come, I'm going to tell you something. If is that a 6-year deal that he got? Was it a 6-year deal in LA? Because this is his fourth year.
I see Abe computing in his mind.
If I had Matt Olson and Freddie, and one was and they could rotate nights where they were the DH and play first base, I mean, I would welcome that. Yeah. I don't think it'll ever happen, but I would have no issues with that, none at all. That's fine with me. I mean, because I don't. Freddie Freeman's what, 35 right now, 36.
He'll be 36 during this season.
Okay. I can't believe Freddie Freeman's already 36 years old. I think he just hasn't diminished in his skills as far as at the plate. So you'd like to think he could probably hit into his 40s, but hell, who knows?
I bet he will. Okay, so Bradley Beal got a buyout from the Suns and signed a 2-year, $11 million deal with the Clippers.
I find it interesting that he's kind of been viewed as a guy who didn't want to be a role player, and now he pretty much has to be. Now, you could be somewhat advanced as a role player and a top-tier scoring option as a role player. That's certainly not going to be his team. So I'm interested by that.
I feel like the Clippers are where aging stars go to die or retire, really. I mean, you know what I'm – like, do you feel differently? But I feel like they signed guys prime.
I think they've made a lot of interesting – decisions to push for titles with older guys, and it just hasn't worked out yet for any of them.
Well, because they can't stay healthy, and it also feels like they're just kind of a wee bit too far outside of that prime zone. And there's
the difference is I think Kawhi is still in his prime.
No, Kawhi has not been in his prime
I think
Toronto.
Physically, there's a problem there.
Well, but that's like, part of being in your prime.
Yeah, sure. But when he's healthy, he's still one of the top 10 players in the NBA.
Okay, well, couldn't you say that? I mean, I don't know about top 10, but couldn't you say one of the top 25 players as far as Porzingis? But people have to say, well, he doesn't stay healthy. Porzingis plays twice as much as Kawhi.
No, I don't think I would have said Porzingis is a top 25 player.
I don't know if I agree. I just think that as far as you saying that he's – Kawhi's not in his prime because part of being in your prime is staying on the court. I don't care. I mean, just because he's good when he's on the court, he doesn't stay on it. So you can't be in your prime if you can't stay on the court.
One guy we've been talking about a lot recently, Lloyd Howell, he has stepped down as executive director of the NFL Players Association amid reports that he was charged for sexual discrimination back in 2011.
How do you put hand quotes on a rundown? The hand quote step down. Yeah, I mean, okay. Like he was given a choice. We can do this publicly or you can do this privately.
He was being pushed out the door.
Of course he was.
Once Pablo Torre came out with a report that they paused that collusion ruling, and look, the NFLPA clearly knew what he did for work outside of that, but once they found out how he was treating things, he was done. It was just a matter of time.
The conversation was, we can do this respectfully, or we can do this disrespectfully. Which way do you want this to go? And he took the semi-respectful choice of, I'll make it kind of seem like it was my decision, but everyone will know better.
Yeah, the players need to get someone in that has their best interest, because I'm not sure they've had one since Gene Upshaw left.
Yeah, this story is just going to continue to go on and on and on. Right now, though, we got to figure out who has more followers, because we're covering the hard-hitting things here on 92.9 The Game. We're going to compare athletes, sports personalities, see who has more followers. So feel free to debate these. Ronald Acuna Jr. or Freddie Freeman. Which of those two has more followers?
I need platform. What platform?
Twitter. This is all Twitter. Okay. Or X, whichever you prefer to call it.
I'm going to go with Acuna.
What was it? Who versus Acuna?
Ronald and Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, I agree. I think Acuna's got some international audience that Freddie doesn't have.
Plus,
so
I'm
with you.
He actually gives you a reason to follow his Twitter because he'll give you a controversial tweet here and there.
You're both incorrect. It's Freddie Freeman. He has 337,700. Ronald is at 275,000.
Pays for his followers.
I think it's Chelsea Freeman helps Freddie get a lot of social media content going. All right, let's go with The Rock versus Kylie Jenner.
The Rock.
Okay.
And I know I'm wrong on that, but I'm still going to say The Rock.
On Twitter? All of these are on Twitter?
Yeah,
on Twitter.
She said that. Mm. Thanks for listening.
On Twitter, I think The Rock may have more.
You guys are both incorrect again.
I knew it was Kylie Jenner, but I just couldn't say it. I had to go with The Rock.
I was just kind of stuck because I knew she'd have more on like Instagram or something.
Yeah.
I didn't know if Twitter trends follow.
It did.
You were doing the same thing I was. Like, I just cannot say The Rock.
The Rock has 16.8 million. Kylie is at 39 million. All right. This one will be interesting. Bo Morgan or Timothy Miller, the Brave soloist?
I'm going to go with Timothy Miller.
This is an unfair question. Because Bo has knowledge that I don't have.
What is
a general follower count for you?
Somewhere in the 11 or 10,000 range, yes.
Oh, okay, Tenderlion. Yeah, I'll go with Tenderlion.
So, Bo, you have more than Timothy Miller. He only has 9,391.
Come get some. That's right.
All right, let's go.
When did you check this?
This morning.
Okay, because I didn't know if maybe the All-Star appearance gained him a follower.
Why are you trying to take this away from me? Can I just have a victory? Can you just give me this?
I was just wondering.
Let's go with Max Fried or Mike Conti.
Conti. I'm going Conti.
No, I'm going Max Fried.
Does Max Fried even have a Twitter?
Well, so, clearly he does.
Trick question.
Mike Conti has 43,400 followers on Twitter, and Max Fried has 45,500. So they're like neck and neck.
Yeah.
They're neck and neck. All right, let's go with Sandra Golden or Andy Bunker.
Sandra.
Oh, yeah. I'll go with No, I'm going with my guy, Bunk. TBM929.
You are so wrong, Abe.
I knew it.
Sandra has 24,000. Andy's got 13. Okay, Juan Soto or Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins. I don't know why. I'm just saying that.
I'm going to go. Baseball is tough. I want to go with Soto for the same reason I went with Acuna, but that backfired on me.
Mm-hmm.
But Soto is in New York now. That's a big difference. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Soto.
All right. So it's actually Kirk Cousins has more. He's at 367,000. Juan Soto's at 102,000. Last one.
I'm going to be honest.
Are you
I'm
keeping
glad
score? Because I'm beating him.
Oh, dude, I was about to say, I'm glad that Bo is doing way better at this than me. I'd be ashamed if I was hitting all these on the head.
You don't want this award.
No.
All right. Last one. Michael Penix Jr. or Carl Dukes?
I'm going to go with Carl Dukes.
I am too. He's been around longer.
Yeah, Carl Dukes has 38,000, and Michael Penix Jr. has 27, almost 28,000.
I won.
Is that something to be proud of?
Can we trust the quarterback to run our franchise with only 27,000 followers?
Yeah, because I don't give a damn how many followers he's got. I care about how he plays and leads our team.
We'll do another check of his follower count once the season gets going. And coming up, we're actually going to talk about the Falcons next. Raheem Morris was ranked pretty low on an NFL coach list. We got to get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.